Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is an amazing day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. You are listening to the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM102Jams.com. I am your host, Shaquille Polachek, and as always, I am excited to be able to be here, to be alive and well, to have a message that I can deliver to you guys, grounded in the Word of God, the Holy Scripture, the Holy Bible. God is great, man. He is amazing, forever amazing, always showing us his unconditional love. Don't try to forget that God is love. If you're looking for love, look for God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. While you guys are listening today, I should just take some time. Enjoy the message. Soak it up in your spirit, in your hearts, mind, body, and soul. Listen to the scripture. Go in your own Bibles and dig deeper into the scripture that I provide for you guys today. Learn all about what God has to say about today's topic, which is hope. All right? Hope for the hopeless. Amen. Only way you find it is with God. We're going to talk about it today. So dig into the scripture. Soak it up and find a way to apply it to your life. All right, make the message count. Don't just let it go in one ear, out the other. Don't let it excite you, but then go to waste. And when the excitement fades, no, make it a part of your life. Find a way to apply it to your life. That's how we build our relationship with the Lord, with our Heavenly Father, all right? When you're all done listening, when you're all done soaking it up and applying it, everything, finding a way you can apply it, feel free to give us some feedback at feedback@godsgreatnesspodcast.com. That's the email, feedback@godgreatnesspodcast.com. Or find us on social media at God's Greatness Podcast, God Greatness _ show on Instagram. And then God's Great, GR8 _ show at Twitter. And then on Facebook, we are the group and the page, God's Greatness Show. So find us there, give us some feedback, follow us, like us, shoot us a message, tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. That would be amazing. Leave us a review on the page. It'll show up on the website, right? GodsGreatnessPodcast.com. Tell us what you think so we can keep getting better for you guys. And I know that you guys are enjoying this message that God's placed on my heart to give to you guys. So while you're listening also, feel free to share the message, all right? All right, so real quick, we're going to break for a commercial, but don't worry, we will be back here on WJHM102Jams.com with the God's Greatness Show.
The Tribia Show would like to thank Boggy Creek Airboat Adventures for being one of our sponsors. I got to go on an airboat and saw a real gator. I even got to go to the gem mine and mine for some gems. We ate a steak dinner at the restaurant and even got some gator bites. Have a blast with the entire family, I suggest you go to www.bcairboats.com right now. Get your tickets today. The website again is bcairboats.com.
See David Smith Law.com.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
Wait, you are not Chuck.
My dad can help when people get hurt. He loves to help.
If you are ever injured at work or in a car accident, you should call my friend Chuck.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
That website again is cwsmithlaw.com.
Offices, Orlando.
Does it actually have that much W's?
Oak Ridge Gun Range is a family-oriented shooting range that has been in business for over 30 years. They specialize in basic firearm training and offer numerous services such as consignments, gun trades, gunsmithing, and concealed weapon classes. I even got my training for gun safety at Oak Ridge Gun Range. Great customer service. And firearm safety is what they do best. So find out more at OakRidgeGunRange.com.
All right, so as I mentioned, today's topic is about hope. All right, hope, and especially for the hopeless. Man. Hope is when you're holding out that things are going to get better, right? Hope is what keeps you going. It's what kept many people going, right? It's what's kept anyone going who is fighting for something worth fighting for in life. people with dreams in life, people with goals in life, right? People fighting for social change, people fighting for civil rights. I had to keep hope that things would change in a time where it looked like nothing would change, where it looked like no one cared to change, right? People fighting for the justice system reform. Man, that's a big one, especially these days now, right? People fighting for anything, right? Are able to continue to fight because of the hope that they have for change to come, for better to come. Hope is defined as the feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. Hope, man, hope is huge. Regular people every day are out here dealing with some real struggles, dealing with things on every level from 0 to 100. All right, people waiting on some money to come through so they can pay the bills. People waiting on money to come through so they can get to their jobs, right? Needing gas, things like that. Like people working hard and diligently at a crappy job, waiting on a promotion that they need so badly because they don't make enough to take care of their family right now. Some college students working right now, working hard too, in hopes that upon graduation, you know, they can go out and get a career. It's going to be in their field, right? And live a life making money and doing what they love to do. Even more serious, there's real life people out there holding out hope for their children to return home, right? From being missing, hoping they're still alive, man. Like, we know these things happen every day, but do you ever take the time to think about the fact that people are holding on to hope? That's all they have left for their kids, their wives, their loved ones that are missing to come home to them? That's like heavy right there. Heavy. All right, while we are sitting at home, we're worried about all these other little things in life. When people say there's always someone out there dealing with something worse, these are the things that come to mind for me, man. They remind me to be grateful for what I have. And God has kept us safe and sound. All right, but see, that's what hope can do for you. Hope stops people from committing suicide. It happens. I've had friends who've done that, took in their own life, or whatever the reason was, or whatever it may be. But when you hold out hope, you keep hold on to the chance that things may change. Hope stops people from quitting on life, right? Hope. It stops people from giving up on their children who don't listen, no matter what they, you know, whatever you try to do. Hope. Hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. It can keep you completely, right? Keep you fighting. Like I said, keep you fighting on that fight. And reminds you that this is worth doing. This is a means that is working towards a happier ending. All right, some people out there are hopeless. What do you do when you don't have hope? When you are hopeless, right? They don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Some people are surrounded by the darkness of life and unable to fully see a way out. When you get into a hopeless state, you stop having a reason to press on and continue on with life, or continue on with whatever fight that you are fighting. If you make your mind up to not having a way out, right, thing you're never gonna have a way out, or things are never gonna get better, you lose a reason to continue on. Right? Imagine a movie where there's no plot, no bad guy to conquer, right? No rough situations to get out of. You think, what is the point of this movie? The adversity is what makes the movie great. When you see someone rise up above it. Well, adversity in life, the struggles in life make you stronger and make you a better person as well. But when people can't realize this, they become hopeless in life. No drive, right? No desire to continue on. But the great thing is about having hope is that we can have hope in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, will give us hope. We can have hope already just because he is all-powerful and all-knowing. And there's nothing that can stop him. And the good thing is, he is on our side, right? Hallelujah. He is on our side. He is here with us, and we can do all things through him. All things through him. Hallelujah. Who strengthens us? all things through Christ who strengthens us. Soak it up, y'all. Real quick, I want to go ahead and break for commercial one more time. But y'all remember to hold out on hope, all right? We will be right back here on WJHM102Jams.com with the God's Greatness Show. I'm your host, Shaquille Palachek. Keep it locked.
Aw, Dad, my computer's slow again and I can't play my games.
Call Your Computer Solutions today and we will scan for viruses and clean that computer up remotely and make it fast again. Our phone number is 407-826-0810.
Thanks, Dad. My computer's fast again. Now I can do my homework. Thanks for calling Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810.
Hey guys, this is TC1, and when I stay in Orlando, I like to stay at the Quality Suites over on International Drive. They are amazing property, simple rooms in an all-suite hotel with outdoor pool, a restaurant, plus free Wi-Fi and a shuttle. Guys, give them a call at 407-363-0332. They're located at 7400 Canada Ave, Orlando, Florida, 32819.
Aw, Dad, my computer's slow again and I can't play my games.
Call Your Computer Solutions today and we will scan for viruses and clean that computer up remotely and make it fast again. Our phone number is 407-826-0810.
Thanks, Dad, my computer's fast again. Now I can do my homework. Thanks for calling Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the God's Greatness Show. We are here today talking about hope for the hopeless, all right? I am your host. You're listening to WJHM102Jams.com. So, hope, man. We have an all-powerful God. Y'all know that? An all-powerful God. Hallelujah. All-powerful. When we have the all-powerful God on our side in every situation, how can you not have hope that better is to come? That better is in store for you. When you look around at your situation, all right, whatever it is you're dealing with, whatever it is you have going on, no matter how good or how bad, when you look around, you may be convinced that there is no way your situation may get better. But the Lord gives us hope in His Word through Christ. Hallelujah. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 through 17, this is out the English Standard Version. It says, "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish them in every good work and word." It says, our God loves us and gives us eternal comfort. So when you're stressed out and you're dealing with these things and you're feeling like there's no way out, the Word says He gives us eternal comfort. Man. When you feel as though there is no possible outcome of things changing, remember that for with God nothing shall be impossible. That's Luke 1:37 right there. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. You have to have hope and trust in God's plans. All right, the verse says He gives us good hope through grace. Last Friday, I did an episode on that was all about the grace of God on the podcast. And you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts if you look up the God's Greatness Show. But it's all about grace, and grace means it's when God takes care of us, right? Even when we have done nothing at all to deserve it. And through this emerging grace, God gives us hope. That's what this verse just told us. He gives us hope, right? He gives hope to the hopeless. Where you are convinced that there is no better outcome, God said He has the better outcome. He has the power to bring you through what it is you're going through. Have hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. Have hope in the Lord. Simple as that, man. Psalms chapter 71, verse 5. New King James Version. It says, "For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth." The Lord God is our hope in every situation, okay? There is nothing nor no one who could ever overpower the all-powerful God. No situation has power over him. No person has power over him. No adversity that you could ever come to has more power than God. Come on, y'all. Have hope in the Lord. Even the next one, it says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah, that's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 through 31, the New King James Version. God knows we get tired of going through the struggles of life, right? The trials and tribulations of our journey. He knows this. He knows we are human. He made us after all, right? Like, he knows these things. But that's why, to me, it is so beautiful and just amazing that he not only made us knowing this, but he also prepared help for us as well. Right? He left a way for us to be reminded that those who wait on the Lord shall, not should. The Navy, we all about tricky words and key phrases, you know what I'm saying? So when it says shall, that means it's happening. It's not a possibility. It's happening. Shall renew their strength. Okay? He left the word of God here for us, people. When you feel like there's no help coming, no break from relentless pain, no escape from the horrors this world could bring, man, feel like you can't take it anymore, but have hope in the Lord. Man, I hope y'all are hearing this, right? It's telling us that we will be on the journey. We will be on our journeys, fighting our battles, dealing with our struggles, and we will not fold because of the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have hope because of the limitless strength of our Heavenly Father. I love saying this. I love telling you because it's beautiful that our human capabilities are limited. Yes, but the power of God is unlimited. And when the two come together, when you join in with God to attack your struggles, your life, your journey, your human capabilities, your limited human capabilities begin to become unlimited through the power of Christ. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. All right. For with God, nothing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come on, man. It's right there in the word, yo. Right there in the word, man. But real quick, we're going to take another quick commercial break. But keep it locked. Right? We'll be back with the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM102Jams.com.
Law.com.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
Wait, you are not Chuck.
My dad can help when people get hurt. He loves to help people.
If you are ever injured at work or in a car accident, you should call my friend Chuck.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
That website again is cwsmithlaw.com.
Offices, Orlando.
Does it actually have that much W's?
Are you frustrated with your computer? Tired of waiting for the computer to let you get your work done? Having an IT professional available when you need him can be invaluable to your business. With a Your Computer Solutions monthly service plan, you can enjoy error-free computing and get your tasks done when you want them done. Got a virus or malware warning? Call YCS and let them remotely solve the issue for you. Computer running slow? Give YCS a call and they will remotely fix it. When? Well, right away. On average, our clients are back up and running within 10 minutes of their call. If you want your computer to run smoothly month after month, just get the Your Computer Solutions monthly service plan. Your Computer Solutions is there when you need them. Call us today at 407-826-0810. I repeat, 407-826-0810. Emergency repair when you need it. Call us, 407-826-0810.
Hi, my name is Tavius Boy. I work with Your Computer Solutions. If your computer is not working, my dad can fix it. He can fix it on-site or remotely. Just call him at 407-826-0810 and tell him Tavius sent you. That's me. The phone number again is 407-826-0810.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM102Gems.com. I am your host, Shaquille Polichek, and we are talking about hope. Hope, right? Hope for the hopeless. It's a great topic. Listen up. So, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. It's out the NIV, New International Version. It says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." I like this verse, man. It says, hope as an anchor. When you find yourself lost in the chaos of life, the chaos of whatever struggle you're dealing with, you can be confident that you will make it through, right? When you are swaying in your thoughts, a doubt creeping in, right? Hopelessness creeping in, you can be anchored with hope and faith that the Lord can and will make a way. Hallelujah. I just got this book, man. It's called The Hearts of Fire. Okay? The book is about 8 different women who are dealing with some serious persecution. Like nothing I could ever imagine dealing with. Right? Why? Why are they dealing with this persecution, you may ask? Well, because of their faith and their commitment to Jesus Christ, right? Our Lord and Savior. I haven't finished the book yet, but I've just started reading it. And getting into the first story, by this woman named Adele. She lived in a village with her husband, her son, and her daughter. Right, the village was filled with Christians, and the neighboring village was filled with Muslims. Long story short, the Muslims, villagers, they came to the Christian village and destroyed it. Right, they hurt people, killed people, imprisoned, majorly persecuted. It's crazy. It was actually sad to read. The story was crazy. But it's all because of their faith and their commitment to Jesus Christ. The whole time, this woman, Adele, kept saying, "The blood of Jesus is all powerful." The blood of Jesus is all powerful. Hallelujah. When she lost her family and friends around her, she was yelling, "The blood of Jesus is all powerful." They even tried to stop her by putting smoldering hot leaves in her mouth. Shut her up, but no, she was unfazed. She said, she kept saying loud and proud, "Man, the blood of Jesus is all powerful." Just like my description, come on, doesn't even begin to explain the tragic things she dealt with, the horrific persecution she went through, right? When I was writing this, I started to explain in detail, but it's so bad that I don't want to even talk about that on this platform, man. But get the book, right, Hearts of Fire, and read about it. It's inspiring, like crazy, the strength of these women. But I'm telling you, I don't even begin to properly describe the story, but I'm just letting you know, right, my point in sharing my reading is through this, everything she dealt with, she had hope. She had hope. And knew that there was a reason she was still alive while others were not. You understand? People dying around her, people being murdered, all this stuff. But she was still alive. She had hope in God. All right? In God. She had hope. And she knew God was there with her through these horrific events. She had hope because of her faith in the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She could have easily given in to her suffering and converted, or given in and ended her suffering, right, and converted to Muslim as they wanted her to do. But she kept her faith strong no matter what it was that she had to deal with. It reminds me of stories in the Bible that describe how, you know, that someone was taken prisoner and ended up being showed favor from the people who are making them prisoner because of God, right? Because they ended up needing her help after all. And the whole time, they wanted her to help them do things and find other Christians and stuff like that, even though she was like, "No, not happening." Right? Or stories where people were being made to, you know, stop worshiping the Lord but refuse. So they had to endure persecution, but God always delivered them. This is exactly what was going on with her. This is around the 2000s, so this ain't even like this is real life, like recent, man. It's crazy. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And she held on to that strength and hope, right? It's what kept her strong and saw her through it all. I don't know anyone who has dealt with such persecutions, like nothing like that. because of their faith or for any reason, but she still trusted in the Lord. Like, I'm not sharing what I'm reading to amaze you, even though it is amazing, her strength. And it's written in the book that they're not sharing the stories to amaze you either. The point is for you to see and be reminded that no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what you see going on, God is still giving his people strength. He's still seeing them through their storms. For her to have strength and courage and the will to resist because she found strength and hope through Jesus Christ, it means that we, at least over here in America, where we have freedom to believe what we desire, should find it relatively easy to keep hope in whatever situation we are in. Hallelujah. Y'all remember, the blood of Jesus is all powerful. All powerful. Let's go ahead and break for commercial one more time here on the God's Greatness Show, WJHM 102 Jams. Keep it locked, yo.
The Tribute Show would like to thank one of our dedicated sponsors, Custom Designs Orlando. These guys are on Mills Avenue and do all sorts of stuff, ranging from photo ID badges, engraved signs, custom Braille ADA signs, vinyl lettering, to trophies and awards. They can ship products all over the United States. You can reach them at 407-898-0373. Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, and job training to thousands of Central Floridians who live with blindness or any degree of vision loss. Whether it's picking out clothes in the morning or just moving around your community and serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit them online at lighthousecfl.org. Mid-State Fire has been providing top-quality fire equipment services for three generations to the Central Florida area. Don't wait for an emergency to repair. Call Mid-State Fire today at 407-246-8855. Get your fire extinguishers and emergency lighting for both your home and businesses by visiting www.midstatefire.com. That number again is 407-246-8855.
All right, welcome back to the Guys Greatness Show here on WJHM102Jams.com. I am your host, Shaquille Polachek, and we are still talking about hope in this world, man, this chaotic world of ours, more specifically for the hopeless out there, okay? Man, so, lastly, you know, as we begin to wrap up this message, I wanted to sum up with this verse right here. It says, through him, referring to Jesus Christ, right? If you read the text before this, it's talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thankful for him. All right, but it says, through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the Lord, or hope of the glory of God. Excuse me. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is Romans chapter 5, verse 2 through 5 in the English Standard Version. Man, I'm going to read this one more time. Just one more time. All right. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, because knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is Romans chapter 5, verse 2 through 5 out the English Standard Version. Oh, I love this verse. All right, so It's perfect for this topic, man. This verse ultimately gives us everything we need, right? It gives us all of the guidance. It gives us, when it comes to hope, this verse breaks it down quite well. And I'm going to dig into it right here with you and explain what I mean. Through Christ, we have access to grace by faith. Through Christ, we have access to grace by faith. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God, meaning we have faith in His power. Faith in His power and His holiness. So we rejoice in hope for it to come to save us, right? When you're in a situation and you need God to move on your behalf to help you out of it, or to even just give you the strength to want to continue to go on, or to help you see the other side, the light at the end of the tunnel, whenever you need help, whatever it may be, you can have hope that things are going to get better, because like I said earlier, there is no situation that is more powerful than our God. There is no situation that can outbox God. You know what I mean? Like, no, none. There's no person, nothing anyone can do, no evil in this world that can outweigh the power of God. So when you know, when you have faith in His abilities, you know He is all powerful, right? You believe it with your heart, mind, soul, and body. Okay? Then you know He's coming to get you. You know He's coming to take care of you. You know He has you covered. Then you can have hope, because if you know He's coming and you know there's no match for Him, but then you know that better is coming. You know that He's taking care of it. That's why you can have hope in whatever situation you're dealing with. You understand? Like, I hope y'all getting that. You don't have to worry about it, right? You don't worry about, you know, I don't know, being able to pick up your backpack or something, because you know you pick it up every day. You're not stressing like, well, man, how am I gonna get my stuff to school or whatever. So why stress? Because it's easier than that for God to take care of your situation. Just trust in Him. Have hope in Him. Have faith in His power, all right? And then it says we rejoice in our suffering, because we know it builds endurance in life. Okay, this endurance and resilience builds character, right? When you're going through things, you know, when you, let's say you especially, let's talk working out, right? That's my best example here, most positive example I can think of. But when you're working out and you feel that pain, struggle from whatever it is, you know, you lifting, you're not used to lifting it. But when you continue to do it over time, it's easier. It's strength and endurance, right? Resilience. You know what I mean? That's the same thing that struggles of life do for us. So when you go through things, you deal with the pain. If you went through that same thing again, you can handle it a little better, right? You stressed out from you know, I don't know, having to work extra time, or, you know, you don't have enough money for something. You don't know what to do. Well, when God works with you and gets you through it, the next time it happens, you have confidence that He's coming this time for sure, because you know He took care of you before, right? Whatever that struggle may be, He took care of you before, He's going to take care of you again. That's endurance, resilience, all right? Endurance, resilience, building you up, all right? This builds character, because then it becomes a part of who you are. You feel me? It becomes a part of who you are. And your character produces hope. Because, as we just talked, it's a continuous growth and a line there. When you live this way now, right? When it becomes a part of you, something that you, is second nature, it's a lifestyle. That's why I say find a way to apply it to your life, right? When it becomes a lifestyle for you, then next time those struggles come, it's not hard for you to have hope in it. It's not hard for you to know that God's coming to take care of you. That's where it produces hope. That's life. And I mean, I'm telling you this because I've been through these things. I've been through this progression, dealing with struggles, character change, hope becoming easier to have. When you become a stronger person, when trusting God becomes a lifestyle, not only just a temporary one-time event, right? When your perspective on what's possible gets aligned with God instead of aligned with the world or aligned with what you see in life, your character changed, right? It has been changed by Christ. And you will have hope because of these changes. It's amazing, man. It is amazing. Sticking with God, right? What it will bring about. So much light and positivity to your dark and negative world that you are in, man. Understand that, right? Understand that. I can't stress it enough. Like, I just can't. The same thing I've been saying since the beginning of doing these messages. Focus on God in all that you do. Get into the Word of God, all right? And pray for guidance and understanding. Whether you are in a low place or a high place in life, whether you are hurting or you are happy, if you're in a storm or you're in the clear, God has guidance on how to live your life. Trust in Him and hope in Him, okay? Trust in Him and hope in Him. That's beautiful. Like, no matter what you're dealing with, the fact that you can know and be confident in the fact that God's got it, that one, He can take care of it, and He will take care of it on your behalf, that God is moving on your behalf, that's just, like I said, grace of God. He didn't even have to do it, but He will, and He is. Hallelujah. Give Him glory, man. Hallelujah. We're going to take another quick commercial break. We're real talk. Keep it locked, right? God's greatness show, man. We talking about hope today. God is good.
The Type Beard Show would like to thank one of our awesome sponsors, SlutChannelUS.com. These guys are very, very cool. They bring 21st century surface drainage solutions to reality. They can do corporate and government work. These are the guys that make roads and bridges safe in the rain. You can see all about them at SlutChannelUS.com. That website again is SlutChannelUS.com.
Stop! Put that hammer down. If you are frustrated with your computer, we have a better way. Call Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810 and let one of our staff handle it for you. Again, our number is 407-826-0810, and we can work remotely or on-site to solve your computer issues. Use your computer hammer-free with Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810.
All you dolls out there, this is me, Sizzle. 2019 flew by and my friend still did not have the body she wanted. Then I discovered a solution. The Cosmetic Surgery Place. Yes, cosmetic surgery. Don't spend another minute miserable. Call 407-636-5000. She did. Now my friend is all of that and then some.
Be one of the next 7 callers to receive your breast surgery free with a tummy tuck. Yes, free. Call now at 407-636-5000.
Welcome back to the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM102Gems.com. I am your host, Shaquille Palachek, and I really hope you guys understand what I'm saying about hope. All right? Where you can find hope. How do you get hope when you feel hopeless? It all comes from Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the answer to it all, man. That's why I say get into the Word, because it directs you. As I was talking before the break, it directs you and it shows you what you need to do or how you need to live your life in order to be locked in with God, locked in with the Holy Spirit, right? To keep that hope. When you're low, you can get strength from it. Right, when you're low and you feel like there's nowhere to go, you find in there the promises of God, knowing that our God is a faithful God, a God of His Word. Right, when you read the Word of God, this says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For with God nothing shall be impossible. If God is for us, who can be against us?" When you read the Word, you know, you get confident in life. You get confident that you can handle whatever life may throw at you, whatever life may throw at you. So get into the Word, focus on God, surround yourself with things that's going to help you grow spiritually with the Lord, all right? So real quick, let's go ahead and pray over this message for the people of God, all right? So Father God, I come to you today. I ask that first and foremost, you forgive me for any sins, anything that I may have done wrong, any wrong feelings, any wrong thoughts, any wrong anything, and I've asked you to just reach into my life, reach into my heart, mind, soul, and body, and remove all things, Lord. all things that are unlike you, I ask that you just take them and destroy them and remove them from my life and keep molding me and shaping me into the man of God that you want me to be, to the person that you desire for me to be, Lord. That's all I want to do is live to please you, and I thank you in advance for it. Hallelujah. Thank you in advance. I pray that this message of hope resonates in the hearts of all of those listening, and I pray that you reach and allow a place on the hearts of people to share and promote this message to someone who may need it, so that we ensure that all of your people, God, who may be out there struggling, dealing with pain, dealing with struggles, dealing with hurt, dealing with whatever it is in their life that is causing them to experience hopelessness, shielding their minds from the truth that you are the way, and that you are the only way, and that you will bring us through whatever it is, Lord, that's keeping them down. I actually just let this message reach to them and uplift them and strengthen their hope and faith and trust in you, God. And I thank you for it. I thank you for allowing me to be here to be able to speak the word and to share the message to everyone who was willing to listen up. I pray for hope to fill the lives of people, of God's people, to fill the lives of every child, man, boy, girl, woman, everyone, to know again that you are the way, that you can bring us through, and you will bring us through. And by the grace of God, your freely given grace, Lord, that they can hold out, trust in you, have renewed strength, walk without being, or run without being weary, and walk without fainting, go on as long as your strength is there, which is everlasting, Lord. We actually just fill the people, fill your children's lives with hope, and direct them to the word so that they can know where to find in the scripture, your holy word, your holy guidance that you have left here for us, that they know where to look to find this strength, to find the guidance, Lord. We thank you in advance for it. We actually just guide them and show them and give them the understanding that you are the way, that you will make it happen on our behalf, Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray for the hopeless people of the world to get to know you fully, to build a relationship with you, your son Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that they should find hope and be saved through him, and know that they can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Everlasting strength, everlasting love, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for it, and we thank you for it. And I thank you for everything that you have done in our lives, everything that you will be doing in our lives, and everything that you are currently doing in our lives, Lord. We thank you in advance. And we praise your name. We praise your name for hope. We praise your name for your love. We give you all the glory that is due you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us. And we actually just place your hands of protection around us. And I pray for anyone and everyone who may be anywhere in this world dealing with the things that I've read about, hearts of fire, women or anyone else as well that are dealing with that type of persecution or any persecution, Lord, I ask you just continue to strengthen them, continue to place your protective arms around them, continue to allow them to find strength in your word and your power and to trust in you no matter what, and continue to have the courage and confidence to stand in your name and not be deterred or swayed away from your glory, from the relationship that they have with you, Lord. And I just pray that you just stay with them and keep them, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. And hallelujah. God is good, y'all. Don't y'all ever forget that. We're going to take another quick commercial break. We'll be right back with the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM 102 Jams. Keep it locked.
The Tiberius Show would like to thank Boggy Creek Airboat Adventures for being one of our sponsors. I got to go on an airboat and saw a real gator. I even got to go to the gem mine and mine for some gems. We ate a steak dinner at the restaurant and even got some gator bites. If you want to have a blast with the entire family, I suggest you go to www.bcairboats.com right now. Get your tickets today. The website again is bcairboats.com.
David Smith Law.com.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
Wait, you are not Chuck.
My dad can help when people get hurt. He loves to help
people. If you are ever injured at work or in a car accident, you should call my friend Chuck.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
That website again is CWSmithLaw.com. www.wsbooks.com.
Offices, Orlando.
Does it actually have that much W's?
Oak Ridge Gun Range is a family-oriented shooting range that has been in business for over 30 years. They specialize in basic firearm training and offer numerous services such as consignments, gun trades, gunsmithing, and concealed weapon classes. I even got my training for gun safety at Oak Ridge Gun Range. Great customer service, and firearm safety is what they do best. So find out more at OakRidgeGunRange.com.
Welcome back to the Guys Greatness Show here on WJHM102Jams.com. I am your host, Shaquille Polachek, and we just got done talking about hope, man. A beautiful message about hope, all right? But this part of the show, all right, my favorite part of the show, is called What Am I Thankful For? This is where I talk about what God has done for me in the last week, the things that I've been thinking about and been praying to God and thankful for to God about this last week. All right, you got to take some time out to give thanks to the Lord. You have to. You have to take time out to tell him that you are thankful for all that he's done, because he is doing so much. Whether you see it or you don't see it, I am here to tell you that God is working on your behalf and he is doing great things on your behalf in your life. So thank him for it. All right, so aligned with the message today, the first thing I want to tell you I'm thankful for is hope. All right, thankful for hope in our darkness because of God. No matter what's going on, no matter what is the problem around us, no matter what struggle we're dealing with, God gives us hope. Okay? Hope. We can have hope in him that he will come save us, he will come protect us, that he will come guide us, because he will. That's what God does. It's his grace. It's grace of God. Hallelujah. So, you know, people deal with so much, and sometimes we need reminders of hope, and he left it here in his word, and he shows us daily that we can have hope in his power and his love, his care for us. So I'm thankful for that, seriously. So I'm also thankful for a guy who gives us hope in so many avenues, right? It's not just in the scripture. You know, so many times I've had, because God works through people as well. And there are times when you're struggling. I know, like I said, I've been through this, but I've dealt with this and experienced this. So times you're struggling, the times you're dealing with something, you feel like there's no way out. Sometimes God will place it on someone's heart to reach out and help you. When you don't see a way forward, you don't see a way out of something, sometimes he will place it on someone's heart to reach out and help you. And you can have hope in that, right? You can find hope through many different avenues, God. Sometimes he'll show you a sign. People will always ask for a sign, right, in the scripture. But yeah, you never know what God has in store. But you can have hope. He will show you. You can have hope in his life. Give you a sign or a token, a gem, you know, to hold on to while you get through the struggle and storms that you're dealing with, all right? Next, you know, I can never leave out. I am thankful for life and health. Life and health. All right, I am thankful for life and health always, because I continue to see people who don't have the same privilege as me and many others, you know, as far as walking, talking, moving, thinking. Like, it's crazy. I just shared a video on Facebook of this 96-year-old man who was getting a ticket in court. He is getting a ticket because they say he was speeding through a school zone, but this man said, I barely drive. You know, I barely drive. I only drive when I have to. I was taking my son to get blood work. His son is 63 years old. This 96-year-old dad is taking care of his 63-year-old son who has cancer and had to go, get blood work, and he can't do it on his own. Like, man, first off, this story was just beautiful. Like, it had me, like, you know, a little choked up. It was beautiful, especially me as a father with two boys, man. It's crazy. But yes, not everyone can do it on their own. Everyone doesn't have the ability to go to the store or to the doctor and drive and all that, and that's something to be thankful for. Life and health, all right? Life and health, all right? So the last thing I am thankful for, and always will be thankful for as well, is growth and opportunity in life, All right, the doors the guy has been opening, the moves he's been making, when I tell you he's working on your behalf, I ain't just saying this because it sounds good. It's happening. He is working on your behalf. I can tell you from experience, he's doing it. He's making things happen that you can't make happen by yourself. All right? He's making it happen. So God is good. He's growth and opportunity, man. I continue to see growth of listeners and everything, so I'm glad that I can get a message out there on behalf of God that's grounded in the Word of God that can touch someone's heart and help them grow spiritually. Okay? So, and I'm thankful for personal growth, marital growth, everything. Like, just growth in general. So, it's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Our God is moving. He is amazing. So, you seriously should take some time. If you say it to yourself, you just speak it to God quietly. If you go tell the whole church, you go tell all your friends and family, anybody. But you need to give some time to thanking God. Hallelujah. All right? He is a great and awesome God, and He always will be, no matter what. He will always take care of us. He'll always be here for us. Hallelujah. He is a great and awesome God. Everlasting power. Hallelujah. Omnipotent, omnipresent. Hallelujah. So I give glory to God. This is what your host, Shaquille Palachek, is thankful for, okay? We're going to break for commercial, all right? You are listening to the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM 102 Jams. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
With your computer solutions. If your computer is not working, my dad can fix it. He can fix it on site or remotely. Just call him at 407-826-0810 and tell him Tiberius sent you. That's me. The phone number again is 407-826-0810.
Hey guys, this is TC1, and when I stay in Orlando, I like to stay at the Quality Suites over on International Drive. They are amazing property, simple rooms in an all-suite hotel with outdoor pool, a restaurant, plus free Wi-Fi and a shuttle. Guys, give them a call at 407-363-0332. They're located at 7400 Canada Ave, Orlando, Florida, 32819.
Aw, Dad, my computer's slow again and I can't play my games.
Call Your Computer Solutions today, and we will scan for viruses and clean that computer up remotely and make it fast again. Our phone number is 407-826-0810.
Thanks, Dad. My computer's fast again. Now I can do my homework. Thanks for calling Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810.
Welcome back to the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM 102 Jams. I am your host, Shaquille Palachek. And as we get out of here, I just wanted to go ahead and discuss with you guys a couple things real quick. So, first and foremost, thank you for listening, right? Thank you for taking your time out the day to spend your morning with us on the God's Greatness Show. It's always a privilege to be able to speak to as many people that are willing to listen. We want to reach the masses, man. Bring everyone, draw everyone to the Lord. Not only do you need Him, but man, to have Him on your side, to have His comfort, His love, His peace in your life, it's a privilege, it's beautiful, it's amazing, and that is our goal, right? We want to reach souls, bring souls to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Everyone needs to be saved. Everyone. It's free. Come and get it. All right? Man, so I hope you guys enjoyed this message. Leave us some feedback. Shoot us an email at feedback@godsgreatnesspodcast.com, or you can find us on social media on the God's Greatness Show page on Facebook and leave us a review, or you can hit us up on Instagram, God's Greatness _ show, and then Twitter is God's Great GR8 _ show. Shoot us a message, follow us, like the page. We follow back, all right? So, but tell us what you thought and how it touched you and helped you, and how it hopefully gave you hope, or at least showed you where to find it in the Word of God, right? In the Word of God. So, go ahead and hit us up and let us know. Check out our page, our website, GodsGreatnessPodcast.com. You can learn more about us, where we came from, where we're going, about the podcast. Now radio show, which is great. Just listen to the episodes and catch up on the things you haven't heard, all that good stuff. So some great messages there on godsgreatnesspodcast.com, or you can go ahead and visit wjhn102jams.com and listen to the episodes there as well. And then if you like this message and if you like what we're about and you want to be a sponsor, we would much appreciate it. You can reach out to us via the email or via any of the platforms as well. And let me know if you guys love to be a sponsor for the show. That would be awesome. Or if you guys feel the need or want this place in your heart to donate to the show, you can find that link on our website, thegodsgreatnesspodcast.com, as well to donate. That would be much appreciated, man. Much appreciated. And then my favorite verse, which I can never leave without letting anyone know. I mentioned it earlier, actually. It's Luke 1:37. Okay? Luke 1:37 is a verse that my grandmother told me to remember when I was about around four years old. Okay, I wasn't quite five because I wasn't in school yet, so I had to be around 4 years old. It says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Instantly, I remember this verse because it hit my soul, it hit my spirit the right way, and it stuck with me forever, and I'll never forget it. It says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." The reason this is so important, because it says nothing, which is that's a definite statement, all right? There's no room for error. There's no room for additions or taken away. There is no exceptions to the word of God. He says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." He didn't say, unless you're dealing with this or unless you're dealing with that. All right, there's no worldly spin to add to it. It just says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." So can you chase your dreams if they're aligned in the will with God? For with God nothing shall be impossible, right? Can you get rid of your ways that are unlike God? You sure can. For with God nothing shall be impossible. All right, can you, you know, raise your children to be men and women of God? Yes, you sure can. Because for with God nothing shall be impossible. All right, I'm just telling y'all, man, this is beautiful, right? It's the word of God. He says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." So that's my favorite verse, man. I got to let y'all know. I got to remind the people of God that for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And y'all need to hold on to that fact, not opinion, fact, all right? That fact that for with God, nothing shall be impossible. All powerful, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him glory and hallelujah. All right, I thank you. Soak it up, guys. Dig into the word. I encourage you to get into the word. I encourage you to continue to focus on God, to focus on all that he's doing in your life, to remove anything that distracts you from building your relationship with God, from your life, anyone, anything, all right? This is how you grow spiritually, focusing on God, getting in his word. Hallelujah. All right, I am your host again, Shaquille Polachek. All right, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for listening. We are the God's Greatness Show. God bless you all. Okay? And don't y'all ever forget that hallelujah is the highest praise, right? When you give God glory, you scream hallelujah. It is the highest praise. Okay? Until next time, here on WJHN102Jams.com, you hear the God's Greatness Show every morning at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. sharp. All right? We're out of here. God bless you all.
All you dolls out there, this is me, Sizzle. 2019 flew by and my friend still did not have the body she wanted. Then I discovered a solution. The Cosmetic Surgery Place. Yes, cosmetic surgery. Don't spend another minute miserable. Call 407-636-5000. She did. Now my friend is all of that and then some.
Be one of the next 7 callers to receive your breast surgery free with a tummy tuck. Yes, free. Call now at 407-636-5000.
Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, and job training to thousands of Central Floridians who live with blindness or any degree of vision loss. Whether it's picking out clothes in the morning or just moving around your community and serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit them online at lighthousecfl.org.
The Tribute Show would like to thank one of our dedicated sponsors, Custom Designs Orlando. These guys are on Mills Avenue and do all sorts of stuff, ranging from photo ID badges, engraved signs, custom Braille ADA signs, vinyl lettering, to trophies and awards. They can ship products all over the United States. You can reach them at 406